Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 23rd.
The power of fasting.
All this week, Derek tells us about how Satan should have no place in the life of the believer and no power over them. Today he tells us about the place and the nature of true fasting in bringing this to pass in people's lives.
Isaiah chapter 58, verses 3 to 5. In fact, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exploit all your labourers. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and to strike with the fist of wickedness. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush?
For the people here described, fasting was merely an accepted part of religious ritual, the kind of fasting practiced by the Pharisees in Jesus' day. Instead of real repentance or self-humbling, they continued with normal secular affairs and retained evil attitudes of greed, selfishness, pride and oppression. The kind of fast that's well-pleasing to God, on the other hand, springs from totally different motives and attitudes. Verse 6 of the passage goes on, "To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke." Scripture and experience alike confirm there are many bonds that cannot be loosed, burdens that cannot be undone, yokes that cannot be broken, and many oppressed who will never go free until God's people, and especially their leaders, obey God's call to true fasting and prayer. Isaiah continues by describing our proper attitudes towards the needy and oppressed. "To share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out. When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh." Fasting must be united with sincere and practical charity in our dealings with those around us, particularly those who need our help in material and financial matters. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I will obey God's call to fasting and praying as God's chosen way to loose bonds, undo burdens, free the oppressed, and break yokes. I proclaim that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. Amen.